The hot and orbital bar sits nearly empty. An older man at the end of the bar, hair greying, face drawn into his cheeks, and eyes bloodshot, systematically pours from a bottle of Centauri Megagin. Sips, sips again, stares long and hard at a faded photograph of a formidable-looking middle-aged woman, then pours, adds a few rocks of ice, and carries on sipping. A honey-coloured spaniel is gnawing on a recently delivered meaty treat over in one corner, his attention utterly focused on propping it between his paws while he devours it. His aide stands by his side, casually leafing through the pages on his tablet. Two burly-looking security guards stand between this scene and the rest of the bar, overhanging brows and straining tuxedo jackets being warning enough to anyone approaching that their near future contains knuckles. On the wide wall to one side of the viewport, a screen is showing the latest Galnet news reports. An anonymous and clearly overexcitable reporter speaking animatedly in front of what appears to be a vast alien structure on a distant planet. The sound is off, but hastily add subtitles roll across the screen. The barman glances at his watch, taps a beer-soaked sticky remote, blows bar snack crumbs off the buttons and points it at the screen. He taps it again. The channel changes. On screen, all his usual patrons are hanging out in what looks like a green room, with huge sofas and a pool table. Through a glass screen beyond them, you can just about see a pair of figures. The barman turns the sound up.
Mics are live. Good evening, truckers, truckistas, and truckoons throughout human space, and a warm welcome to any alien life forms that have decoded our mysterious signals. This is Studio 5 from Hutton Orbital. The weather on Eden below us is, as usual, volcanic with a high chance of acid rain. We are 0.22 light years from anywhere sensible, and as with every Thursday, we are live and ready to bring you an evening's light entertainment. I am Dick Chafing, and tonight we have a special guest presenter for the headlines. I'm joined in the studio by our good friend, Paul McCockney. Good evening, Paul. Before we begin, I recognize the name. You're not related to anyone we might know, are you?
Yeah, what you, Dick? Well, I'm cousins with the lead singer of Dung Beetles.
And forgive me for asking, but with a name like that, you don't sound very Scottish.
No, I'm not. Our family changed it about 100 years ago.
Changed it from what?
Oh, my cock. There's too many bad jokes on the school playground.
Well, I can see that made a world of difference. Right, it's time to get on with the headlines.
The Kappa fawn draws blood again.
Hutton appoints new events manager.
There's panic as Olo Oba achieves sentience.
Hot Pot announced as Hutton gains new allies. First tonight, the Hot Pit team has been thrown into disarray as hot on the heels of the recent lockdown caused by naughty federal types attacking our systems 4 weeks ago. We only just noticed, sorry chaps, and the meltdown in Hutton influence as a result of a recent war in Lumen 16, that old problem system of Kappa 1 SETI has declared war on us again. This is an all-commanders bulletin. We're in dire straits. We need all commanders in the vicinity to answer a level 1 brown alert. Yes, we need bounties, and more bounties, and even more bounties in all Hutton systems with immediate effect. A brave contingent of one Hutton commander has been dispatched to Lumen 16 to attempt a sneaky takeover attack on other factions. Cover your ASP. and unleash your python. Put the prickly bits on the outside of your mighty anaconda as we are going to war. This one's gonna hurt worse than that time Simuf caught his left nut in his flight suit zipper and leave us in a worse state than Cubicle 3 after the monthly curry night at Hutton. Dust off your vultures, chaps. We are in for a wild ride.
It's me now, yeah? Okay, what page are you on? This week, Alvin accepted an application from Old Man Riverboat to start getting stuff organised over at an orbital. Initially, expecting some assistance in sorting out the mug cupboard, he was surprised to realise that the application had nothing to do with turning all the handles so they faced in the same direction, nor in sorting out the mountains of paperwork relating to Cecil's ongoing rebuys and damage insurance claims. Instead, Mr. Riverboat has taken on the role of Utton Operational's Team Event Assistant, or HOT T. Yeah, right. Responsible for designing, diarising and organising new and exciting events. Well, all new events are exciting, surely. But all Utton truckers everywhere. It begins this week with the inaugural Mugs and Fargoids run, starting tomorrow evening, with commanders harvesting much needed rare goods and delivering them to the newly discovered Fargoid planetary installations in the shortest time possible. Engineered as an overture for the Utton truckers to our new flatmates in the Milky Way, we're hoping it'll persuade them that human beings are far too silly to bother with. If that fails, they'll all be too drunk to fly straight anyways. Hopefully he'll leave us alone. Oh, and if that fails, well, at least we get some nice holiday snaps from it. This will be followed every month by regular Utton events, from protecting the Utton Mining Corporation in their attempt to harvest from the Azres site. We've heard there's rich pickings to be had in those. Through to our next sprint race around a planetary base, and even some combat training with a much maligned but actually well loved Mr. Gluttony Fang, formerly Illa Code, formerly. We wish Old Man Riverboat every success in his jelly juggling, cat herding exploits, and look forward to even more Utton truckers taking part in PWP Splice Flight, with the odd bit of consensual multi-crew, of course, plenty of gin.
There was panic at Pad 3 early today, as what everyone assumed was our regular Hollow Hober, standing for the deep-voiced ginger badass Hutton mother trucker, turned out to in fact be a renegade and rather dangerous evolved piece of computer code. It hacked into the ship's maintenance robots and kidnapped the real Hober Mallow, holding him hostage with a pair of curling tongs. That was Jose, the station hairdressing robot, before threatening security forces sent to rescue Hober with an assortment of dangerous-looking ladies' undergarments and personal massage devices. This was the receptionist from Wanda's, who it turns out isn't actually a robot, but a huge Hober's bit fan. With the following self-projecting Hollow Hober leading the way, the Motley Bunch beat and battered their way to the pad, stealing a keelback conveniently left unlocked and jumping away to the destination unknown. The team here are shocked. We're numbed. We're really concerned how the Hollow Hober achieved what seems to be sentience. Of course, artificial intelligence is thoroughly banned throughout civilized space, and indeed, even the bit that the EDF occupy. We've sent out search and rescue teams and would request that anyone, and we mean anyone, who knows the location of the missing keelback to contact the orbital immediately, as Alvin would quite like his collection of squeaky toys back. Oh, and if Hober's returned to us too, that would be a bonus.
Finally tonight, we're happy to announce we've signed our latest alliance with another faction. Not content with being best buddies with Dark Echo and bosom friends with the Vikings of Val'Halen, chums with the Pixel Bandits of Netto, and friendly with the Frogs, of course, and pals with the Paladins and many other pilot groups, we have formed the new Hot Pot Alliance between the Utton Orbital Truckers and the Papin Orbital Truckers. Based only 80 or so light years from Utton, Papin Orbital in the regular system is home to a tight-knit band of fellow truckers. And from the documentation on the new alliance, we can officially release the following information. And I'll quote, Regulus lies roughly 80 light years from Alpha Centauri, in the centre of the Sharu sector. The minefields of the core systems and near the Federation's borders with the Alliance. It's an industrialised mining and supply system, helping to support the needs of local networks from Papin Orbital, Elderly Coriolis Station orbiting Regulus 2, some 4,000 light seconds from the white-blue star itself. Originally a central point for early mining and colonisation efforts in the system, by the 32nd century, Ross 98, what is this, bloody history lesson or something, carry on reading, and Pack-Up had superseded Regulus's original role, and Papin Orbital had fallen into disrepute and disrepair. In 3299, it was seized by the drug cartel of Regulus. Late 3301, here's a bloody history lesson, Commander Damian McCandless decided to make a stand against the pirates who had taken over his own system, and left divining engineers and salvage teams, and returned to Regulus. Teaming up with his sister Commander Ramona McCandless, and local pilot Commander Leo Foxtel, he formed what would become the Papin Orbital Truggers, with backing from the Federation faction, Movement for Regulus Labour, waged both commercial and actual war on drug lords of the system. By 3302, this is dragging on a bit, the Orbital had returned to the control of the Movement for Regulus Labour, and the Papin Truckers planned their next move. Fired by the example set by us wonderful Utton Truckers, Damian and Leo set out for Alpha Centauri and made the run for the mug. Where's me gin? Oi, who's next me gin? They considered joining HOT at that point, but decided instead on proving their trucking credentials by running out to Jax and Colonia. Though successfully delivering materials to help in Jax's repair effort, Damian was unfortunately run out of town by the Colonia Citizens Council and fined for not really bothering to pay any docking fees. And there was an incident with an inflatable Fargoid novelty, a stepladder, and the Colonia governor's pet Trumbull, but we won't mention that. The Papin Truckers returned to the core system in early 3303. Ramona embarked on a mapping mission of the Pursus Shallows in a hot rod fitted Cobra, and Damian and Leo learning as much as they could from Hot and Orbital Truckers by helping out during the recent events around the core. Becoming associate members of the Utton Truckers, they carried this knowledge and skills back to Regulus and have been rebuilding the heart of the Lion, as Regulus has once known, into the strong economy it is now. Right, as it end quote. However, Alvin has commissioned a special Utton mug run for the start of August this year. It might not be in a sweet spot for maximum profits, but as all good Utton Truckers know, the profit margins don't really matter at all, do they?
Well, that was this week's news, and now onwards with the rampage that is the rest of the show. Thank you very much for your help, Mr. McCockney.
You're welcome. For our first tune tonight, we've got some very appropriate lyrics for the population of Capital One City from an artist called William Poyer, with The Liars, The Bitches, The Crooks and The Thieves.
Ooh, that sounds good. Catch you after this short break.